You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action in Thurles, a seven race national hunt card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Very well, thank you.
Good man. What did you make of Thurles today then, Andy?
Not a particularly strong day, I've got to be fair. First three races are very uninspiring from a betting perspective. All three are odds on. Gets a little bit better towards the back end of the card, but in saying that, obviously they're more difficult races to get your head around. But yeah, if we can string a few together today, there might be a few short price doubles here, then everywhere, then that might be the order of the day.
Yeah, see how we get along. But as you mentioned, later on in the card, you got the 420, which isn't a bad little race, and a couple of decent handicaps as well. Well, decent size handicaps, so maybe a bit of value in there potentially.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. I'm just, before we start as well, I've got to sort of take my hat off to it in saluting yesterday. Finally, Mark, he got his head in front. But the key to him winning yesterday was me not napping him.
Yeah. I suppose, and the stiff track suits him there, though.
I do love the horse. I have got a bit of a soft spot for him, even though he's done me head in. But yeah, the key to him is Curra and Navan. They're the only two tracks where he really comes up the hill.
Yeah.
Or Ascot, if they bring him over next year.
Yeah.
Well, they're hinting at running him, bringing him over next year's Air Gold Cup is the plan. And I think the Wokingham, more importantly, is his race.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Six furlongs, you know, big field.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if they do that. Fair enough. Anything else to take out of yesterday, then, while we're on the subject of yesterday?
Nice gamble landed by Connections of That Talented Kid.
Yeah.
Punted this morning. We did highlight that as a one that was well backed, and I still can't believe that Bunk Off Early got beat. So, frustrating day, but at least ended on a nice winner as well with Vintage Charm in the last. So,
we
salvaged something out of the day.
Yeah, hopefully we'll do okay today as well. The 2:15 is the first race that we start with here. It's a mare's chase over 2.25 miles. Miss Dynamic, 2-7 at the top of the market. 11-2 for Jesmyn Lodge, 15-2 for Water Jewel, and My Betty is 16-1. Only four of them, Andy, so it's a win-only market and a 2-7 favourite. So, what do we do here?
Yeah, I apologise in advance for previewing the first three races here, and if I sound a little bit enthusiastic, then you'd probably forgive me for that. I mean, Miss Dynamic just looks cut above this lot. I mean, she's got the best form. She likes fast ground. She jumps well. And that third of the day behind the Game Changer and Sizing Platinum in a Grade 3, where, to be fair to her, she's gone all the way down to the last, still in with a bit of a squeak. You know, he's good enough to win any beginner's chase or novice's chase against pretty modest opposition. And she has been priced up accordingly. Unfortunately, the Jesmyn Lodge, the filly by Tagula, she wants much softer ground than what she's going to run on this afternoon. Her best form's on softer, heavy ground, so they've had no real rain of any great description at Thurles today. And what a jewel. Might well be the one for the forecast if you're looking to salvage something from the value wreckage here, because obviously Jesmyn Lodge wants a bit more cut than what a jewel, who goes on good ground, and of course is locally trained by Ewan Dorr, might just pick up the pieces. You know, she's run respectably enough in two chases to suggest that she's no back number. But it's all about Miss Dynamic. She should win. But like I say, if you are thinking of just eking a bit of value out the race, and maybe what a deal without the favour in the forecast.
Okay, on to the second race then. 2:45 is the post time for this. It's a beginner's chase over 2.75 miles. George's Con is the 1-2 favourite. 9-4 for Celestial Prospect. 12-1 for Diamond Geezer Luke. 20s for Tintown Rambler. And 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Priced up as a match between George's Con and Celestial Prospect. Andy, can you see anything else getting into this?
Again, not really, to be honest, Mark. I probably would go with George's Con. He's been a winner waiting to happen over fences ever since he took over in this sphere. And although he hasn't, like I say, got his head in front, he has run a series of fine races in defeat. Good second behind by the banks, down in Kilbeggan, four starts back. Unfortunately, he fell on his next start. I think I tipped him that day. I went for him again the next day, but unfortunately got beat by Gerard, but of course he was up against a horse who has got plenty of talent and has won subsequently over hurdles, so there was no disgrace in that. And then Wahib obviously got a going day last time out, or a good jumping day. I think Wahib very much benefited from stepping up in trip with the rhythm of that race rather than the 2 mile race, enabled him to jump a bit more cleanly, and that unfortunately did for George's Con, who probably isn't in the same class as the winner, but the fact that the front two were 18 lengths clear of a decent fielding behind, including Celestial Prospect, suggests that Gordon Elliott's charge is very much the one to be with here. The rest of them don't really count by an accident. So once again, I expect Gordon Elliott to take the second race at Thurles.
George's Con, the selection then in the 2.45. The 3.15 is race 3 in the card. This one is a 3-year-old maiden hurdle. It's over 2 miles. And Le Vagabond is the 4-5 market leader. 9-4 for Buyer Beware. 5-1 for Thy Will Be Done. 10s for Overtures. And Uno Voce is the 25-1 outsider. We'll start with Le Vagabond, Andy, seen as is the odds-on favourite. Fell at the last. Was going to finish second, though, on that occasion. Do you think he can get home in front on his second start over hurdles?
Yeah, I mean, the only one standing in his way, really, is Buyer Beware. You'd have to respect anything that Jessica Harrington runs in juvenile hurdles, or any race over hurdles for that matter. And, you know, he's got a rating of 86, so certainly nobody's fooled that horse. And, you know, class-wise, then, it'd have been an interesting little matchup if, let's say, this was a flat race between Barbie Ware and, of course, Le Vagabond. But Le Vagabond's got the experience over hurdles, albeit tenuously, with just the one run, but he didn't off-travel well and jump well up to the point when he departed at Ballingram last time out to sort of get quite excited about his chances here. I don't think he would have won. I think you're quite right in your summary. I think Talaiva was probably had the racing safe keeping anyway when Le Vagabond tipped up at the last. But it wasn't really a fall of any great significance, really. He kind of over-jumped, if anything. It's a bit of a downhill run to the last at Ballingram, and his momentum rather got him on the floor. He was certainly closing at the time. Like I said, I do think the winner would have held on. But at the same time, it was nice to see the way that Le Vagabond went through that race and took to hurdling for the first time. He's obviously got a bit of class about him. And Edward O'Grady could do with a nice young horse on his hands. Because, like I say, he's probably running out of proper decent animals in his yard over the last few seasons. So Le Vagabond here, hopefully he'll dust himself down after that full first time out and take the scalp of Beware.
Le Vagabond then in the 3.15. Thankfully, the 3.50 is a little bit more competitive. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles, and there are 17 of them in the lineup here, so we've got a quarter of the odds, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Most Honourable heads the market at 9-2. 6-1 for Pleased as Punch. Tialina is 6-1. Nibble on the Conquer Club, who's 13-2 into sixes. 12-1 for King of Oriole and Lumni Akabu and Orion's Might, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. There must be some each way angles in here, Andy, given that it's 9-2 the field and a quarter of the odds?
Yeah, I'd suggest the Conquer Club's about as solid as we're going to get here from an each way perspective. Nibbled in from 13-2 to 6-1 with William Hill this morning. I do think 6-1's not a bad price for this 9-year-old, who's generally consistent, most notably over fences. She finally got the monkey off her back over fences at Fairy House last season, following a series of promising efforts. I think the one day when she went to Wexford, she was well clear and fell at the last, which was a bit of a kick in the lower regions for those that supported her through thick and thin. But she's bounced back to her very best, or close to her very best, over fences last time out at Tipperary, when although she finished second, it was a very good second at that. It was probably the race best remembered for Lily the Lioness falling at the last one well clear. But up until that point, Conquer Club had gone really well. But it was almost nearly brought to a standstill at the second last when Old Castletown fell. So it was probably a better run than it appears on paper at the first glance. And with that run under her belt, just to blow away the cobwebs, she should be a bit straighter today. She's 104 rated over fences compared to 95 over hurdles. She's got plenty of form over the smaller obstacles. So she'll do for me each way. Just keep it when I'm one at a bigger price. Orion's Might, although that horse hasn't won a race over hurdles so far, he's run really well in defeat on many occasions. And he didn't run too bad in a big field last time out at Navin in a decent maiden hurdle. So I think he could outrun his odds. But the main selection each way is the Conquer Club.
The Conquer Club each way then in the 3.50. The 4.20 is the fifth race on the card. This is the Premier County Hurdle over 2¾ miles. Ted Veal is the 5-4 market leader. 7-4 for Dane King. He'll be remembered as 9-2. 8-1 for Home Farm. And Cool Oscar is the 50-1 outsider. Some interesting winter jumpers back out here, Andy. And you could state a case for a number of, well, two or three of these at least. So how do you see the 4.20 going?
Well, I think the 2 mile six trip is going to be the key to this race. I'm not absolutely convinced, and I don't think anyone could be, that Ted Veal will get this distance, because most of his best form is over 2 miles. OK, he has tried 2.5 miles before. That was at Killarney, but it's basically inconclusive whether he'll get beyond 2.5. Whereas his main market rival, I think Dane King, nowadays has been crying out for further, because he's just been getting a little bit paced over the minimum trip, and consequently he hasn't been able to win for quite a while. But steps up to 2.5 miles last time out at Cork. He looked as though he got the race in safe keeping, and that manoeuvre was obviously going to be rewarded when he swept to the front with a bowl manoeuvre, went clear, looked as though he got the race in safe keeping. Unfortunately, he rather dived at the first in the home straight off the bend, and he unseated Ruby Walsh, much to the disdain of those that had backed him into 1-2 favouritism. That fall shouldn't have affected his confidence too much, and if he can stay on his feet today, then he's got every chance of taking this race. I'm actually surprised that he's second favourite here. He's 7-4 with William Hill. I think he'll go off favourite because obviously the trip concerns about Ted Veal. And Dane King probably represents the strongest bet on the card for me today.
Dane King, the strongest bet for Andy then in the 4.20. On to the 4.50 next. This is the sixth race on the card. It's a handicap hurdle over 2.75 miles. The market headed by Vic Approach, who's 7-4. 7-2 for Baherna Lady. Fairyfield, 6-1. 8-1 for Cloudy Morning. Kel Belvie is 12-1. 14-1 for Naughty Molly and Massini's Adventure. All or Now is also 14s, and it's 20s or bigger for the others. Who'd you like in that one, Andy? Vic Approach, I suppose, is the obvious starting point, and the question is he as good over hurdles off this much lower mark?
Yeah, I suppose it is, really, but at the same time, you certainly have to have more than a second look at a horse that potentially is very well-treated here back on his return to hurdles. He won that race at Tramore the other day, finally laying the ghost of many previous other near misses. And he's 102 rated over fences, so off a mark of 83 here, if he's in the same form and he adapts to the smaller obstacles, again, I mean, don't forget, you know, he's more accustomed to running over hurdles than he is over fences, so it's not exactly a massive culture shock for him, then he should be taking this really off the mark that he's on. The obvious danger looks to be Baherna Lady. Dennis Hogan's mare has been in fantastic form, and even though his jockey, her jockey, Kevin Darcy, isn't the most polished in the saddle, they seem to have struck up a decent relationship, these two, and it enabled them to win not only four starts ago, but at Towcester when brought over to this country last time out. It was quite impressive in doing so. 2 miles, anything between 2.5 and 3 miles is fine for Baherna Lady. If you're looking for an each-way alternative, then you know, you don't particularly want to go anywhere else other than that seven-year-old mare. But I think Vic Approach is so well handicapped and won so easily the other day at Tramore that he's quite difficult to get away from. And hopefully Donald Fitzgerald's horse will go in again.
Vic Approach then for Andy in the 4.50, and the final race on the card is the 5.20. We finish here with a 2 mile bumper. Danny Theatre 4-6 this morning. 3-1 for Work de Bretto. Sufa Nuvan is 9-1. 10-1 for the last sup, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. You can see why this Mags Mullins horse is odds on here, Andy. A decent effort when third on debut and should improve from that.
Yeah, not a bad effort at all. Was obviously well fancied. Bumped into a horse who got decent previous form. Pat Farr, he's 10 times better. He certainly wasn't winning out of turn. I think prior to that, that horse had been in the frame 6 or 7 times. And Glendine River also got plenty of form as well. So was up against two very fit and experienced individuals on that occasion. So you'd have to say that in finishing third, and a close-up third at that, that wasn't a bad effort first time up. Paddy Mullins obviously retains the ride, and she should be good enough to beat this field. It's quite a weak bumper, must admit. Obviously, there's no other big trainers in this to of note, with the greatest respect to many of these. Thomas Mullins runs one here, Work de Bretto, but hasn't done a great deal. And I suppose the last sup, who finished fourth last time out, Danny Garen, would have a little bit of a chance of improving upon that first run. But yeah, it's all about the fate. It's very much like that here today, because I'm trying to come up with some alternatives and some better value for the listeners, but I think it is a day where the short price doubles and trebles merchants will be very happy.
Yeah, it just looks like one of those days, doesn't it? Okay, let's just spin through them again, Andy. Let's have a quick summary of your selections for Thurles.
Yeah, not a particularly inspiring day at Thurles, but hopefully the Irish racing will improve a little bit tomorrow, because obviously we got Dundalk back on the circuit. The first three favourites all look good to me: Miss Dynamic, George's Con, and particular Le Vagabond. Move on to the 3.50, where the Conquer Club looks a decent each-way bet there, but do keep an eye on Orion's Might at a price. Dane King is the only one I could get seriously involved in the 4.20, particularly over 2 miles six. He might have a big advantage over that trip than Ted Veal. In the 450, difficult to oppose Vic Approach, given that he's very well handicapped on his return to hurdles. And in the final race, another short price favourite in the shape of Danny Theatre should ensure that Fabio backers go home happy.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Thurles this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.